at the Mahawi in Great Barrington this Sunday at 4 p.m., Berkshire Cabaret presents mezzo-soprano opera singer Stephanie Blythe performing We'll Meet Again, the songs of Kate Smith. Stephanie Blythe is joined by pianist Craig Terry. They performed the show in the Allen Room of Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City last year. Stephanie graduated from the Crane School of Music at the State University of New York at Potsdam, is one of the biggest stars in the opera world today, having performed at the Met and in several other large opera houses. Stephanie Blythe joins us now. Stephanie, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little nervous. I've never actually talked to a real live opera star before.
Oh, don't be nervous. We don't bite.
Okay. Now, are you a diva? Do you consider yourself a diva?
Well, it depends on how you define a diva.
Well, difficult to get along with?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh,
but
good.
That's not really the definition of a diva. That's today's definition.
Exactly.
Of a diva.
So you're okay, then. So how did you know and when did you know? I mean, opera... When did you know you wanted to sing opera? That's not a career path most people choose these days.
No, it's not. I would guess I came to the realization rather late. I was probably around 21 when I decided that I wanted to sing opera. But I always sang and I always wanted to sing. I just didn't know exactly where I would fit in. And it just turned out to be that opera was the place that I felt the most comfortable.
And obviously, a rigorous training to become that. So it was at Potsdam or at Crane that you decided, hey, I have a shot at this?
Yes. Yeah, I have two undergraduate degrees from Potsdam, and I was there for quite a while, and it sort of slowly came to fruition. But it takes a long time to train a voice. Train a voice as you mature physically, because your voice changes constantly as your body changes. So it takes a long time. I mean, a voice isn't actually completely fully formed until your early 30s.
In some ways, it must be like being an athlete, the training involved.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So give us, the memorable moments of your career must be great, but that first moment you stepped on the stage at the Met must have been quite something.
Well, actually, the first time I sang at the Met, I didn't go onto the stage. I was singing off stage.
Oh, well, that's a good start.
Yeah. No, I was singing the offstage voice at the end of the first act of Parsifal, of Wagner's Parsifal, and it was very exciting because, the opera starred Placido Domingo, somebody that I had admired and idolized for a long time, and it was very exciting. To be honest with you, every single time I step on the stage, I get excited, no matter where that is.
Now, first of all, you performed this show, and before we get into the show itself, how did you go from opera to doing the music of a admittedly beloved pop star, but a pop star nonetheless, in Kate Smith?
Well, again, it's like your definition of diva. What do you call a pop star?
Well,
I mean, it really isn't that far away, to be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the music that Kate Smith sang was, is some of the most important music of in American musical history. So I mean, this is our music, and it's very, very exciting and fun to sing. It's very much larger than life, and it completely fits. And I don't really change the way I sing or the way that I am, as a performer when I'm doing these songs differently than the way I do opera. It's just it's a different style. That's all. It's like the difference. It's just adding a new flavor to the repertoire. That's all.
And is it a whole different set of challenges for you?
Well, it's a different set of challenges in that when you do a cabaret act, you're much more connected to your audience because you're talking to them, for one thing.
Yeah.
You have to feel free and you have to feel comfortable letting something of yourself, more of yourself, out when you're doing this kind of music. And also, this is very. For me, it's a very, very personal show because I chose all of the music along with Craig Terry that we're doing, and it's a very personal statement.
You're backed only by your pianist, Craig Terry, as I understand it. How important is it to find the right partner for a job like this?
Oh, it's always important. In everything, it's important to have the right partner.
Yeah.
But it's exceptionally important. You know, and Craig is the music director of this show as well. So it's very much a collaborative effort between the two of us, and we feel very, very comfortable with one another. We admire each other and respect one another very much, but beyond all of that, we just have a great time together, which I think the audience absolutely can feel. It's a palpable thing.
Do you find that there is a certain level, a certain space to improvise that you don't get in opera?
Oh, sure. Well, because in an opera, everything is prescribed. Your character, everything that you say, it's all out there for you. And of course, there's wiggle room when you're talking about how you interpret something, but a character makes choices for what that character does because the librettist and the composer has asked you to do that.
Yeah.
When you're putting together a cabaret act or a recital, you know, you can decide what you want to say. It's a different kind of discipline, and it's a lot of fun. And again, it's very personal.
You performed this at the Allen Room at Lincoln Center in New York. Will the show be will it be slightly different, or will it be pretty much the same show?
It'll be mostly the same show. We may add or take away a couple of songs, but for the most part, it'll be the same show. Yes.
Will your performance of the songs that are the same, will they differ? In other words, will it be more or less the same sort of delivery, or will you have latitude?
I mean, I will probably, you know, I give a lot of information about Kate Smith and about the songs themselves, who wrote them and who wrote the lyrics and things like that. That will be the same. But the way something is delivered, no matter what it is, if it's a recital or if it's a cabaret act, is always going to change according to who's in the audience.
Yeah.
Because like any performer, you feel how the audience is responding, and then you respond back at them. So it always changes. Every performance is going to be fresh because the people who are seeing it are always going to be new.
Why the music of Kate Smith?
Well, I've admired Kate Smith for a very, very long time. She was a remarkable singer. Not only that, she was a voice for her generation. She was she was not just a singer, she was a part of the fabric of American life. And I think it's very important that we don't forget her and we don't forget that. And also, I'm really on a crusade to make sure that that American performers are bringing back and singing this music as often as possible. Because, as I said earlier, this is our music. This is absolutely American. And there's something that's very wonderful about singing it because it means something. Mm. As an American singing this music. And I just adore this woman. I think she was a remarkable person who lived a remarkable life. Someone who could, someone that people really could look up to.
And she
had a very long, exciting career.
Well, this will be quite a show. Stephanie Blythe, best of luck. Berkshire Cabaret presents We'll Meet Again, the songs of Kate Smith with Stephanie Blythe and Craig Terry this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can find out more at berkshirecabaret.com. Stephanie Blythe, good luck. You don't get nervous anymore, do you?
No.
No?
No, do you?
Yes. I'm nervous now. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and we appreciate it very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.